I think the pressure to have it all by 30 is definitely tied to, at some degree, to patriarchy. Like a lot of traditional beliefs, especially those rooted in religion, still view women primarily as reproductive beings, which, A, we are. And I think our body is magical. We are a powerhouse, and I love that. But we are not just that.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good.
I feel like it's been a while.
Yeah, we haven't recorded in like 2 weeks.
I think it's 2 weeks, which is not a it's not a lot of time, but like it feels like a lot.
It does feel like a lot.
Yeah, because we do constantly talk, like text each other.
We're not babbling on our podcast. It's different.
Yeah, it's very different.
Yeah,
True.
but I'm excited. We have like 5 interviews lined up. So everyone out there should be really excited because we have some amazing people coming your way.
Yeah, I cannot believe it. Like when we started pod, I was like, oh, are people like going to respond to like our interview invitation? But look at us.
I know.
Insane.
We have a backlog. It's
Yeah.
crazy. And our 10th episode is coming up. So if anyone wants us to do something crazy for our 10th episode, let us know.
Gonna give away, you
Yeah.
know.
I don't know what we think Nat is about to give away, but I'll give you a high five because, or if anyone wants to sponsor us out there, definitely
Aquaphor,
jump.
hello.
Aquaphor, true, true. If you've been with us since the beginning, you know the Aquaphor joke.
Since the beginning,
Since
10 episodes ago.
the
No, but hey, we have more than 100 followers on Instagram. Hello.
I know, I'm impressed. This
Yeah.
episode is going to be all about like talking about success and how to measure that, and I think that is pretty we're pretty successful at this point. We
And
have
how
a
to deal
very
with fame.
I know.
It's
I know. I'm
insane.
getting stopped on the streets. People are like, "Are you the goal-getter girl?" And I'm like, "Oh my God, yes."
You believe, like, can you imagine if that happened?
I think I'd be a little freaked out at first, honestly.
No, I wouldn't like it.
I'd be like, "Whoa."
Like, I would be happy to meet everyone, you know, like people, followers, audience, friends, but like, I don't know.
But now it'd be like at a distance, please. 6 feet.
Yeah.
6 feet. No, I think it'd be like it weird at first, but then I think I would get into it. I'd be like, oh my God, yes, like hug, selfie, like let's party.
Yeah, I
But
mean,
I don't
as
know.
long as
It's never
they're
happened to
not,
me.
not to me either, pal. Don't get me wrong, I'm not famous. We're getting way ahead of ourselves, guys, but I mean, we're excited.
If someone handed me Aquaphor, that's how I know you were a real one.
Yeah.
Just like on the street, and like,
Wow,
oh my God,
guys.
you listened to the third episode. That's crazy.
No, if you stop us like on the street and give us like one Aquaphor or like product, that guy, we're gonna give something to you. A hundred
100%.
percent. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to come on the podcast for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Guest appearance.
That's a giveaway. You can be a
Oh,
guest.
so fun. Okay. Everyone listening who wants to be on the podcast.
Everyone's gonna be like, no, thank you. I'd rather just listen.
Yeah. Okay. You want to kick us off?
Sure. Okay, hello everyone. I am Nat, and welcome back to the Goal Getter Podcast. If you're new, welcome too. You know our goal with the pod, it's very simple to bring women together, no matter where you are, for real, relatable career conversations. And today, Grace and I will be responding to 4 of your questions you guys sent us on our DMs, and we are tackling a topic that so many of us can relate to, particularly me because I'm 28 years old, almost 29. This ridiculous pressure to have it all by the time we hit 30. You know, the perfect career, the dream relationship, financial stability, a thriving social life, fitness routine, perhaps even a family, and somehow 8 hours of sleep every single night, right? So, welcome, and we're gonna dive into this conversation. Pal, hello, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm excited for this one. Thank you, everyone, for sending us questions too. It's been amazing to see the outpour of support and questions online. So definitely keep sending them our way.
This topic is scary too. I'm not gonna lie.
I know. I just turned 26 earlier this week, and 4 years till 30 seems very daunting now. I've never really thought about it. This is something I'll talk about in one of our questions, but I've never like fully thought about, oh my God, like 30 so close until I think this birthday. And now I like just like 2 days ago, it really hit me. And now I'm like, oh my God, I'm going through like a midlife crisis. Quarter life crisis.
But I mean, I think we can start, like, we know that this pressure exists, right? But where do you think it comes from? Like social media, family, society? I mean, we also live in different countries. It could be different. How has it affected you personally, pal?
Yeah, I mean, as I said before, I think this concept of before 30 isn't something I really thought about until really, really recently. I mean, when I was 21, 22, I used to joke and say that I would want to travel to 30 countries before I turned 30. But that wasn't really family or career related. But now, as I said, I just turned 26 earlier this week, and 30 feels way too close. I was never one of those girls who played dress up and dreamed about having their wedding, but I do think now that I'm squarely in my mid-20s, there does feel like a lot more pressure to have to think that way. And I think that has a lot to do with social media. I've never felt pressure from my family on that front, thankfully, but my Instagram algorithm has definitely been pushing wedding venue accounts, wedding cake accounts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Along with these girls talking about succeeding in their careers and creating their own businesses and, you know, making $1 million before they turn 23 just by selling digital PDF guides online. So it's all these, I think my Instagram has definitely picked up on the fact that I had a birthday and it's time to push her a little harder. It's definitely tapped into that a bit. But I think everyone is different and lives their own life, and you just have to follow your own path. If your goal is to hit 30 countries before you turn 30, I think that's the most important thing you should be shooting for in your life. There's no reason to push other people's goals onto your own, in front of your own. For myself, well, you know, I enjoy looking at pretty venues now, something I didn't enjoy doing a few years ago because my Instagram didn't push that in front of me. I don't think those pressures have changed any of my thoughts in my current relationship. However, being someone who's currently job searching, I do think those career-focused videos have definitely caught my attention, as I do want to have a strong and thriving career by 30, which is something that I think I've come to the realization that it might take a little more time at this point that I'm currently in the job searching stage. And I need to pick up the speed to hit that on at by 30, but that's okay. You know, everyone has their own path, and that's kind of what I've been trying to tell myself.
You know, I never thought, like, my answer is a bit different, but I never thought about social media. You're so right. Like, the algorithm, they know things. They know things. Definitely. They are listening. Besides the algorithm, I've also, like, every single weekend, there's, like, a wedding, at least in my hometown.
Yes. Okay, that as well. Like, friends from high school, friends from college, or, like, people I just haven't spoken to in years, all of a sudden getting engaged and getting married and popping out children. And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. Whoa. And hey, we're happy for you, but it definitely like creates some like unspoken pressure, or like, am I in the right path? Like, am I late to something? Right?
And you're not late to anything.
Exactly. That's what we're trying to get here. Besides social media that I never thought of. So thank you, pal. I think I don't want to go there, but I have to. Like, I think the pressure to have it all by 30 is definitely tied to, at some degree, to patriarchy. Like, a lot of traditional beliefs, especially those rooted in religion, still view women primarily as reproductive beings, which, A, we are. And I think our body is magical. We are a powerhouse, and I love that. But we are not just that, you know? And because we do have a biological clock, there's this, like, idea that by the time we hit, what, like, 26, 27, we need to start building a life that leads to that, to, like, having children. And don't get me wrong, I'm all for doing whatever makes you happy. Like, if starting a family young is your dream, go for it. If you don't want to be a mom, that's just as valid. But the problem is when society puts the pressure only on women, as if our sole purpose is to procreate, right? And that should be a choice, not an expectation or a rule. So personally, it hasn't really affected me mentally, because I've always believed in just you doing you. But it's still uncomfortable sometimes to constantly hear, when are you getting married? Or when are you having kids? Do you want to have kids? Like, leave me alone. Like, we really need to stop obsessing with, like, over other people's life choices. And honestly, now that I'm approaching 29, I refuse to think that turning 30 means I've lost something or that my time is running out. Like, if anything, I'm winning. I live like 30 years. I have 30 years of experiences of growth, of amazing memories, and I'm looking forward, right? I don't think 20s are like a great decade, but I don't think it's just like we were saying goodbye to fun times or like youth. Like, we're still young. I mean, I'm not 30 yet. You're not 30 yet either. But like, I don't think we need to be saying goodbye to anything. Like, if anything, time is a weird concept. We're still here. We're still living. We can still learn. We can still explore. We can still grow. So yeah, if anything, I'm looking forward for the next decades and what's like, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think that's something I've been thinking about recently also, because, you know, we like to joke that, oh, you turned 26, you're so old. And I've been saying that to myself, or, and like, oh my God, 30, that feels so old. And while it does in the moment, over the grand scheme of things, it's really not. And you're only 30 years into your life at that point. And hopefully, you know, we all live to 103. So it's a very small part of your life. And while it's very impactful, a lot of fun, in your 20s, it's not forever. And I think that's also a beautiful thing. You know, you put everything you have into your 20s, and then you could put everything you have into your 30s and then your 40s and so on and so forth. And aging is such a gift, and we shouldn't think of it as coming to an end.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. Another of the questions that our audience sent us was, how do you redefine success and happiness on your own terms rather than just following what we mentioned before, society's timeline?
Yeah. As we've been talking about, I think success and happiness is not one size fits all at all. So like, the biggest question I would have everyone ask yourself is, why do we keep measuring them? Why do we keep measuring your own success by everyone else's timeline? That is not what we should be doing. And I think that's the overall arching theme of this conversation. I think one step in kind of redefining success starts with asking yourself, what do I actually want? Not what looks good on paper, not what impresses your LinkedIn connections, but what feels right to you. Maybe success means building a thriving business. Maybe it means taking a sabbatical. Maybe it means pivoting your career at 35. All of that is extremely valid. For me, I think it changes by the season I'm in. I think for 26, I am pretty successful. While I am currently job searching, my career isn't fully up to par with what I ideally want at 26. I am 26 and I have a podcast. I have a biweekly newsletter. I do freelance marketing for some pretty cool people and small businesses. You know, I have an apartment. I have a happy relationship. And while I don't
think... You're healthy.
Exactly. I'm healthy. I have my health. I can work out. I go to the gym. And while I don't think I'm going to hit 30 countries by the time I turn 30, I am up to around almost 18. So I think...
Look at you.
I think all in all, though, I would consider that pretty successful to my own standards. You know, everything is relative, and dealing with the cards that I was dealt in my life, I think I'm pretty successful. And that's kind of the way that you have to think about it, because not everyone lives through the same childhood or has the same experiences or the same opportunities. And you kind of have to gauge your success based on where you've started and where you've came from.
I think that's beautiful, Paul. And I, to my own terms, you are successful too. Let me just say that.
Thank you. Thank you.
But no, I love that. And I think we can tie it back again to social media. I think it's a wonderful tool. Don't get me wrong. I work on social media, so I sort of love, hate social media, of course, naturally. But it's really, I feel like it can be fake sometimes, you know, not you or like me personally, but like there's this like expectations for everything to seem like perfect and like it's happiness every single post, every single time. And it's like, it doesn't mean they have the perfect life or maybe it does and it's fine. Good for you. I think on my side, honestly, I have to give full credit to my family because they told me that I could do anything I wanted, right? As long as I was like kind, responsible, grounded, and happy. And because of that, I've never felt like I was racing against some like invisible clock or someone else like that I see on socials or whatever. So as the years go by, that mindset has really stuck with me. I feel like I'm on the right path, moving at the right pace because it's my path and my pace. And I actually talked about this in therapy recently, being yesterday, I found myself comparing my journey in a specific topic, but like my journey to others. And I had to remind myself that I am happy with the way I do things. And that alone is reason enough to keep going my way instead of following someone else's expectations. And don't get me wrong, it's not always easy, but we have to prioritize our happiness and well-being. And it's important to also know that these two are like different things. Like not, we might, like what we want might not be what we need, right? So we need to also understand that happiness is an emotion that we are not going to get every single time. Like we are not always going to be happy, and that's okay. But I think long term, we need to follow what makes us happy generally, right? Even though there's ups and downs in life, that's fine. But we need to make sure we're following the path that we want to follow because we are happy with the decisions we're making, even though it's going to, it might be challenging. So no matter what, we should never sacrifice either just happiness or our well-being just to meet someone else's expectations or make others happy.
I love that. That's beautiful.
Thank you, Pat.
Our next question from our audience is, what is one milestone you feel you used to feel pressure about to hit by 30 that you've now let go of?
I think it's pretty, like very basic on my end. Probably a lot of you guys can relate. Becoming a mom and getting married, right? And don't get me wrong, I definitely want to become a mom and get married, but I just don't feel pressure because I'm close to 30, right? And I refuse to let a society or a family member, my family does not pressure me, but I'm just saying for people out there, it's usually some like family who pressures you, right? So I refuse to let anyone else to dictate my timeline. I am super protective of that when it comes to myself. And of course, like I mentioned, there are highs and lows. I experienced both, but I've been, to be fair and completely honest, I've been so happy, content, and fulfilled this past 28, almost 29 years. And I have no desire to change my rhythm just to meet, like, again, someone else's expectations. And marriage and having kids also aren't things to take lightly. These are, like, huge life decisions. It's not a joke. And not specifically getting married, but, like, bringing kids to this world. Hey, guys, it's a responsibility, too. It's not only, like, a dream, but it's something very important. So when I do take that step, it'll be because I'm ready. Or, I mean, I know that people, like parents, always say, like, you're never ready. But the most ready as I can be. When I feel like I'm the most ready, I'll just take that step with my partner. And it will be because I'm ready and I want to, not because someone is telling me it's the time to do that.
I totally agree. I think at 26, I would feel like a teen mom. There's like no way.
Right. When I see like on my Instagram, I see like someone pregnant, like teen pregnancy. It is not a teen pregnancy.
Yes. I'm like, I know you're 26, 27, but still, like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But again, we're joking, if that's guys. Your dream, I fully support it. But we're following our truth, and that's great for us.
Exactly.
I had trouble answering this question actually, because as I spoke about before, it's not something I really thought about. I don't think I've ever experienced pressure from my family. I don't have a lot of cousins or anything like that. So it's really just my parents, my brother and I. And I've never felt that pressure to get married. My parents met, my mom had just turned 30 actually. And then they got married. She turned 36. So she had me and my brother very late in life in her 40s. So I've never felt this deadline of 30, which I know is so real for other people, as you said. But motherhood is definitely something I want for myself someday. I've always seen mid-30s to be a little bit more of a realistic timeline for myself. I think if I had to pick a milestone, I would say probably like leading a team at a company. And I think that's still my professional goal. But maybe at this point, I don't hit it by 30. And if maybe I do, but maybe I don't. But I've learned to give myself a little bit more grace on the timing. So if it happens at 35, you know, I would still be happy with that.
I love that. And I think for both of us, it really has to relate to the household we grew up with, like, in. Mm-hmm. Because same, like, I didn't watch my mom. I wasn't alive, but I know my mom. Like, she married twice. She started again. She had me when she was, like, I think 39, 40, same. So why wouldn't I follow that path, right? I am not talking about divorce. I'm talking about, like, hey, if you need to start again, it's not the end of the world. Because she chose happiness. Right. Mm-hmm. You don't need to stay in a place you're not happy or you're not 100% or the most fulfilled. So, and I think it was the same to you. I don't think your mom was pressured by anyone. And kudos to them, because it was a different period. And I think pressures were very different at the time. So, moms, we love you. But
Yeah, snaps for the moms.
yeah. And but I think that's beautiful. I think something you and I can relate to. So now I think the last question we have, and I love this one, is how can we support each other and normalize taking different paths at different paces?
Yeah, I love this question. And I think it really comes down to celebrating all versions of success, not just the one that fits the traditional timeline. You know, we support each other by ditching the shoulds and more embracing more of the choices, whether it's climbing the corporate ladder, like I've talked about, or starting a business, or going back to school at 40, or taking a break to figure things out, or becoming a mother, like we had also talked about, et cetera, et cetera. No path is better than another. And no timeline is really too late. So I think it starts with how we talk about success, right? Instead of asking, when are you going to do X? We need to start asking what feels right to you. Instead of comparing milestones, we should be hyping each other up and making moves that align with our own goals. And I think that's really what we're trying to do on this podcast as well. You know, just the whole point of this podcast is to hype each other up on our own individual paths through life, through career, etc. That would be my answer.
Correct. I love that. I love that. And I think it's a cheesy question, but hey, guys, hear us out. Come on. I think, no, I agree. Happiness looks different for everyone. And if you've been following along, our previous guest, Maru, the baker and businesswoman, she mentioned like one of the most common mistakes is thinking that happiness looks the same for everyone, that everyone wants the same. Not everyone wants the same. And we need to respect that. We should strive to be a safe space for our friends, our family, our partners, and somewhere they feel seen, supported, and never judged, no matter where they are in life or how old they are or what they want. Life isn't a race, again, but it does move fast. So the best thing we can do is try to enjoy it. And I do want to make a note here. I know there are people facing like far bigger struggles right now. Like the world, to be honest, is a mess. And it's a dark period, like all corners in the world. But, and I say this from a place of privilege. But also, like to those in a position of privilege too, it's okay to feel frustrated and unsatisfied at times and to complain from time to time. But like when we that this happens to me, when we take a step back, many of us like will realize we have the freedom to make choices that bring us happiness, and that's something that everyone has. So let's not take that for granted. Like set the example, and that's how I learned by watching my relatives, my mom, my friends, you, pal, my partner, choose themselves over and over again, breaking the expectations of what women are supposed to be at a certain age. So I just want to make sure that everyone listening understands one of the biggest messages we're trying to share here in the pod through like is our right to choose as women. It's not about women having to work now that we have the right, or it's about us having the absolute right to choose whatever path we want, whether it's being a stay-at-home mom or partner, a working professional, a single parent, a partner in a same-sex relationship, or having a complete autonomy of our own bodies. We need to empower each other in those choices, and I hope that's something you can take away from this podcast.
That was perfect. Very well said. Preach, retweet, all of it. I think that was a wonderful ending to this episode, and I think really encapsulate everything that we were trying to hit in this episode. And I hope our listeners feel like we answer these questions to their liking. And if not, please comment and we will dive deeper into one or the other in their next episode. Any final comments, pal?
Final comments. I love this conversation. I think it was very enlightening to hear your answers too, and we are very eager to hear you too, guys. So if you have any thoughts of this, please let us know in the comments on TikTok, Instagram, wherever you want. DM if you want to keep it private. We're here for you, and we want to listen.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you everyone for tuning in. And as Nat said, you know, we really want this to be more of a conversation. So if you do have thoughts or comments on what we just talked about, please feel free to share them wherever you think we'll see it. Because these conversations really do matter, and we're so grateful to have a community that's open to discussing these real challenges that women face in the workplace and beyond. So definitely tune in next week for our next interview. I won't spoil who it is. And then make sure to follow us on Instagram at Goal Getter Podcast for updates and great content. And don't forget to tune in next week. We have weekly episodes you definitely will not want to miss. See you next week, everyone.